So we're going to be doing tag teams. So this evening they both come together. This morning they both come together. Tomorrow morning they both come together. So we tag the anointings together. Yeah. I saw that the first time they preached. So all their sessions will be back to back. All right. So it's called tag team. You used to watch wrestling back then. All right then. Pastor John Hara.
Wow. Can we bless the Lord for Pastor Keon again? That was amazing. I told you, he's a G. He's a thug in the Holy Ghost. He's a gangster. Nigeria! I am so excited. I am barely sleeping, so I will be saying it is nighttime like our pastor. I have not had much sleep. It is like 3 something in the morning in Chicago, but I'm good. Do me a favor. Can you lift your hands and can we begin to release words of adoration to our God? There's a sound that has to be in the building. We're not asking for anything. We're just adoring him. Come on, just for a few seconds. We honor you. We magnify you. You are great. You are amazing. You are God. You are excellent. You are holy and we find no fault in you. You are the God that reigns. You sit on the throne. You are sovereign. You are always present. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. And we open our mouths and we give you glory. We say that we love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. We honor you. We magnify you. We lift you. We exalt you. Why? Because you are God. You are God. Come on, a few more minutes to release your own individual sound. Your sound represents your house. Your sound represents your family. Come on, everyone needs to represent. And we open our mouths and we give you praise. We adore you. We exalt you. We express our love and our gratitude. And we say thank you for just being God. Clap your hands and release your praise right there. Come on, clap your hands again and release your praise. Hallelujah. You can be seated. You can be seated. Amen. I am again honored to be here and I thank God for the shepherd, the overseer, the angel of this house. Can we give God a praise for the pastor and our first lady? Can we celebrate them? Can we celebrate them? Come on, y'all. Let's just honor them for a minute. Can we celebrate them and the call that is on their lives? And the call that is on their lives. And we thank you for honoring the call. I teach something at my church. One man's obedience is connected to so many destinies. One man's obedience is connected to so many destinies. And we thank God that they have been obedient in doing what they've been called to do. All right. Let's get in this Bible. I love the Word of God. How many of y'all love the Word of God? And this is one thing that I'm learning while I'm here is that you guys love Scripture, which is really good. Because many people, we're finding out that they're not into the Word of God. We're into gifts. We're into talents. But very few are into the Word of God. But it is His Word that will last forever. So I want to encourage you, get in your Bible, study the Scripture, know His Word. When the enemy came to tempt Christ, he did not shout, he did not dance. He says, it is written. He confronted the enemy with the Word. Why? Because there is power in His Word. Let's go Bible. So on yesterday, we talked about you're anointed to be you. I talked about you're anointed to do it. We showed you when Saul played his lyre, he was anointed to do it. You're anointed to be it. He was running between his father's house and whose? And Jesse's and Samuel. No, and Saul. Between Jesse and Saul. Watch me. He was anointed to be himself. He was able to do it. He was able to see it. He was able to speak it. He was able to move. He was able to execute. Now listen to me carefully. Oil and arrogance don't mix. Oil and flesh don't mix. The more anointed you are, the less we're supposed to see of you. you back up, and the only one that we're supposed to see is God. Now, what does it take for him to get the glory out of your life? For everyone that is under the sound of my voice, when we see you, if we compliment you, you should say, to God be the glory. Because if it had not been for God, I would not be here. Those of you that know that he has to be glorified. When you sing, we should not hear you. We should hear God. When you preach, we should see less of you and want the God that is in you. Come on, do me a favor. Nudge your neighbor and say, to God be the glory. Come on, tell him again, to God be the glory. Never trust your flesh. The Bible said that there's no good thing in my flesh. Paul said this. He says, I die daily. Regardless of what is going on, I cannot become arrogant. I cannot become stuck up. I cannot begin to think that it is me. Everything I do, it is because of God. No goodness of my own. If I graduated, it was God. If I got married, it was God. If I built a house, it was God. If I have an automobile, it is God. Everything I do, it is God. It is all him. And the only reason that I am alive today, no goodness of my own, the vaccine didn't heal me, the president doesn't keep me, the government is not my God. My God is God, and no one can take his place. And to him be the glory, the honor, and the power. Check yourselves right now. Lift your hands and open your mouths at the top of 2022 and back up over your life and thank him for bringing you out of 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021 and all the accomplishments that you have. Open your mouth and let your worship reflect your gratitude. He must be glorified. 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 So what do you have to do? Or what do you have to go through to make sure that he is glorified? What do you have to go through? What process does he have to take you through? Allow me to show you in Genesis that Joseph had to go through for God to be glorified. It was a lot going on with Joseph. Number one, he was loved. Let's bring that up. He was loved. If you look in Genesis 37:3, the Bible says, now Israel, which is his father, loved Joseph more than any of his other sons. He was special. How do you know he was special? In Genesis 37:3, that's what he said, because he had borne him in his old age. So he is special. He is loved. He is favored. How do you know he's favored? Same verse. He made him an ornate robe for him, a robe of many colors. So watch this. So he is loved. He is special. He is favored. He's a dreamer. He's a dreamer. How do you know he's a dreamer? Verse 5 and 9, Joseph had a dream. Then Joseph had another dream. Let's stop right there. If you study scripture, you will never read where Joseph dreamed again. He only had two dreams, and it was up for him to keep up with it regardless of what goes on. For many of you all, I am begging you to hold on to your dreams. No one has to keep coming behind you reminding you what God told you. You should be able to keep up with everything that God told you. Why? Because if God said it, that settles it. It has to come to pass. God is not a man that he can lie, neither the son of man. He's going to repent. If he said it, his word must do exactly what it said it's going to do. I don't care what goes on in your life. Hold on to your dream and say, God said it, and it has to happen. So he's a dreamer. Not only is he a dreamer, he is marked for purpose and destiny. Because in his dream, God tells him, you're going to be a leader. For everyone on the sound of my voice, I need you to understand something. You've been marked to be great. You've been marked to do some amazing things. You've been marked to go places that you've never been before. Your present is not your permanent. You are going somewhere. Let's go, Bible. So he's marked. He's loved. He's special. He's favored. He's a dreamer and he's marked. He's loved. He's special. He's favored. He's a dreamer and he's marked. He's loved. He's special. He's favored. He's a dreamer and he's marked. He's loved. He's special. He's favored. He's a dreamer and he's marked. Some of you will be walking around. I am loved. I am special. I am favored. I am a dreamer. And I am mocked. Spirit of arrogance. Oil and arrogance don't mix. You can't be anointed and arrogant. Let's go Bible. You ready? You got to get this. So now we got to see, are we going to see Joseph or are we going to see God? We're going to hear from Joseph. Now, Joseph, when you speak, are we going to see you or are we going to see God? You have to get this. Ready? In verse chapter 37, verse 6 and 7, when he has his dream, look what he said. He said to them, listen, pay attention to how many times he mentions himself and how many times he mentions God. Listen to this dream I had. We were binding shades of grain in the field when suddenly my shade rose and stood upright while your shades gathered around mine and bowed down. Three times we hear about you, but zero times we hear about God. But the dream didn't come from you. It came from God. So why are we hearing so much about you and not hearing about your God? Let's hear from Joseph again. Joseph, step to the mic and let's see. Are we going to hear about you or are we going to hear about God? Come on, Joseph. Let God give you another dream. Please, Joseph, mention God somewhere in here. If not, ooh-wee, you in trouble. Verse 9, then he had another dream. He said it to his brothers. Listen. He's always trying to gather attention. Listen. Pay attention. I had another dream. And this time, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to. So two more times, we have to hear about you. And we still haven't heard about your God. Why do we keep hearing about you, Joseph? Is it possible because you're loved, you're special, you're favored, you're dream, you're a dreamer, and you're marked? So is it possible that that thing has gotten to your head? We keep hearing about you, but you've never introduced us to your God. Now, what does it take for us to hear more about God than you? Because I'm sick of you. I need to know, how do I get the favor you got? Tell me, how do I become a dreamer the way you a dreamer? Tell me how God could turn somebody's heart that they could love me. But I keep hearing about you. I'm going to give you a chance to check your neighbor. See if it's all about them. Or if it's about God. If it's about you, you need music to make you praise God. You need a certain individual to be up for you to give God glory. But if it's about God, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that I am not consumed. Great is his faithfulness. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me,
automatically know how to lift my hands and open my mouth in spite of everything that is going on and give him glory. Those of you that know it is all about God and not about you, can you lift your hands? He is not going to let you move forward until he is glorified. This scripture came to me last night in Malachi 3:3. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. I'm going to put you in my furnace and I'm going to come and check on you. And I'm going to look in there to see, do I see you or do I see me? Because I am the refiner. So there's some things I'm going to put you in. It's not set to kill you, but it's set to purify you so that I can get the glory out of your life. So then this life takes a turn. You ready? Because now, yep, we know you're loved. We know you're favored. We know you're special. We know you're dreaming. We know you're marked. But you, we keep hearing about you, but we don't hear about God. So now the refiner is about to allow you to go through a fiery season. You're going to have to go through some things so that he is glorified. You ready? Let's go Bible. Number one, you're going to be hated. The Bible says in Genesis 30:74, his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them. They hated him. Not only did they not, they hated him, they began to curse him, verbally abuse him. They could not speak a kind word to him. He is hated by someone who's supposed to love him. If you go down to verse 5, he told them about his dream. They hated him all the more. And for some of you all, in order for God to get the glory out of your life, he has to make sure that those that you keep running to don't accept you the way that you think that you should be accepted. So he'll make them not like you. You have not done anything to them. The problem is that you talk too much. You keep talking to people who don't have dreams about your dreams. You need to find another dreamer to share your dream with. But the worst thing to do is to go to somebody who never dreams and expect them to accept what you've been dreaming about. So number one, you are hated. And for many of you all in the sound of my voice, it is those that were supposed to love you that don't like you. Number two, he is stripped. In Genesis 37:23. So when Joseph had come to his brother, what did they do? They stripped him of his robe. In other words, you have lost some things. Please pay attention to this. It was not the robe that they didn't like. It was the dream that got on their nerve. But watch me. Flesh can only take what flesh give you. They could never strip him of the dream. So they reached for the coat. Some of y'all are giving up your dream because they took your coat. But watch me, watch me. Well, God will allow them to strip you of some things to make sure that you still hold on to your purpose. Make sure you still hold on to where God is trying to take you. Regardless of what you lost, some of y'all have lost houses and cars and jobs and friends and stuff. And I've seen people that lose stuff lose their love for God, which means that your love was only based on your stuff. So you're hated, you're stripped, let's go further, and you're thrown into some things. Here's the physical abuse. They took him and threw him into the cistern. The cistern was empty and there was no water in it. In other words, this is the physical abuse. Watch me. Commentaries say that the throw alone should have killed him. When they threw him in, when he fell, it was supposed to kill him. I came to let some of you all know some of the things that you went through were supposed to kill you, but God didn't let it happen. No weapon that has formed against you has been able to do exactly what it wanted to do. Is there anybody besides me that there were some things that were supposed to take you out, but God God didn't let it happen. Those of you that ever had a near-death experience, those of you that have ever been physically abused, verbally abused, sexually abused, that thing was supposed to take you out. But you, my brothers and my sisters, you are a survivor. Had it been anybody else, they would have committed suicide. They would be in a mental institution. But look at you. You are in the house of God. You still have your right mind. You still have a desire to live for God. Nobody would ever know what you've been through unless you told them. But your worship should reflect your journey. Oh my God. So, God allowed you, oh my God, to be thrown in. And then watch this. You're pulled out. Which means that you're dependent upon other people. When the Midianites merchants came by, his brothers pulled Joseph out of the cistern. You can't come out on your own. And I don't know about you, but there's a certain age that you don't like being dependent upon people. But now he's dependent on somebody to get him out. Look at me. There will come a season in your life that God will make sure you cannot get out on your own. And he's literally making sure that there's no pride left in you. Because you hate to ask somebody to do anything for you. But God will let you go through a season that you don't have any choice but for somebody to reach down and help you get out of the hell that you are in. You ready? All for him to be glorified. And then verse 37, verse 28. They sold him for 20 shekels of silver. In other words, you're devalued. In other words, they don't see your worth. They don't see your worth. You know you're worth more, but this is what they give for you. Wow. Then you're misrepresented because you end up in Potiphar's house. Pay attention. And here comes Sister Potiphar, who finds you attractive. And she came in singing Beyonce. You're the only one I love. You're the only one I need. And she corners Joseph. Watch me. And she just doesn't corner him one day. The Bible says that she came after him daily. But he did not entertain her. And for some of y'all, listen to me, it is not you that is cute. It's your dream. It's your assignment on life. Remove the assignment, you look like everybody else. It is not you that's cute, it's the anointing on your life. Without the anointing, you're really not that cute. So the anointing is attractive. And when they come to you, they really don't want you. They want what you holding on to. And once they get that, then they're done with you. And then she lies. It says he tried to sleep with me. And he is misrepresented. And then he ends up, you can bring the cage up, confined. Confined. So now you're stuck. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison. So now are you kidding me? But I know God showed me different. He did show you different, but you didn't see yourself. So I'm going to confine you and give you time to realize that it is me and not you. I'm going to give you time to walk around by yourself. I'm going to give you time to look outside. And know that what God promised you is bigger than in here, but it's out there. And he is sovereign. Everybody pay attention. He is sovereign. He sits on the throne. He's monitoring everything. Wherever you are right now, he is the author and the finisher of your faith. He sees everything. He knows everything. And this is a season or a process that you have to go through for him to get the glory out of your life. Question, how long are you going to be confined before you give him glory? How many more years do you have to remain stuck before you finally give him glory? Or are you going to keep thinking that you should have more and I should be doing this and I should be doing this? Or it should be, when are you going to get rid of the spirit of entitlement? Just because you're loved, just because you're favored, it is still by his mercy and his grace that his hand is on your life. So finally, behind the prison, some people come in that he gets to exercise his gift. And when he exercises his gift, this is a test. Step out, Joseph. Come on out. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to let you work your gift now. And I'm going to see. I'm going to give you another chance to speak, Joseph. I'm going to give you one more chance to speak. And when I give you this chance, I'm going to listen carefully to see, is it all about you or is it about me? This is only a test. And I need you to pass this one. When you open your mouth, you've been stripped, you've been thrown into the pit, you've been pulled out, you've been sold into slavery, you've been lied on, you've been confined. Surely you've learned by now. Question, how much more do you have to go through before you start giving God the glory for the good and the bad? Because all things are going to work together for my... Come on, Joseph. Talk. Talk to the chief cupbearer. And let's see, is it about you or is it about God? Let's go. Bring it on up on the screen. In Genesis 40. Verse 14, he says, but when all goes well with you, hey, bro, can you remember me? Okay, that's your first mention. And show me kindness, that's your second mention. Mention me to Pharaoh. Oh, Joseph, you're not looking good right now. You're not looking good right now, Joseph. And mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. Oh, that's four. That's four times. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews. And even here, I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon. Bro, 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 we gave you two verses and we heard about you six times. We gave you two verses to talk. And you still never mention God, but we heard about you, Joseph, six times? Bruh! I'm gonna give some of y'all an opportunity before he send you back. I'm going to give you an opportunity to give God glory while you out here. I'm going to give you an opportunity to give God glory in January before you get to July. To God be the glory. Sit down. Can I get a cheer on the stage, please? Can somebody give me a cheer? Give me a cheer. And the cupbearer said, bro, when I get out, I'm going to remember you. I'm going to get you up out of here. Put it behind her. I'm going to get you up out of here. Verse 23. The cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. But had you told him about your God, he would have remembered your God. Then once he remembers your God, then your God would have brought your name up. But since you didn't bring up your God and you only talked about you, we're going to make sure that he don't remember you. And now you got to go here. And if I say, and he forgot. And finally, if you go to the next chapter, it says, how long I got to sit here? Watch me. Some of y'all are so eager to come out, but you're not done yet. You're so eager to come out, but your character doesn't match your gift. And when I bring you out, I'm not bringing you out temporarily. When I bring you out, I need you to be permanently out. So I'm going to leave you here to check on. So I told you all, I'm from the hood, from the projects in Chicago. And our grandmothers used to make cakes. And they would put the cake in the oven. And every now and then they'll come and they'll look through the glass of the oven just to check on it, to see if it had risen. And then every now and then they'll pull the cake out and they'll just touch it just to see if it had enough firmness to it or if it was too soft. If it was too soft, they'll put it right back in the oven. And some of y'all, you got pulled out and we just pushed you a little bit. And whereas he was looking for a praise, you start cussing. Hold on, so-and-so, so-and-so. You don't know who you beep, 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 beep with. You're not ready yet. Because where I'm taking you, you're going to always be talked about. Where I'm taking you, people going to always be squeezing on you. And rather than them hearing about you, they're supposed to hear about me. So wait a minute, wait. So they put it back in the oven, and then they'll go check on it again. And the Lord told me to tell some of y'all, he checking on you. Because what you went through in 2021, you're supposed to come out in 22. So he'll pull you out, watch me. And what they do then is that they'll take a toothpick, and they'll stick the toothpick down in the cake. Watch me. But when they pulled this small toothpick out, they wouldn't look at the cake. They would look at this small toothpick to see if there was any liquid on the toothpick. And for some of y'all, he's not looking at the cake. He's looking at the small, because it is the small foxes that destroy the vine. It's the little stuff that you think is not a big deal. But if we don't fix the little stuff, it'll blow up the big stuff. This is why you should be telling God, why you back here? Fix me. I promise you, when I come out of here, you'll get the glory. Back here is where you build up your prayer life. Back here is when you get to know God in a real way. Back here is when you get to worship all by yourself. Back here is when you begin to reflect on how you didn't pass certain tests. And you begin to tell God, give me one more chance. And when you bring me out this time, they won't meet who they put in. I'm going to give you an opportunity to have a private moment with God right here. Stand to your feet, lift your hands, and begin to worship God like there's nobody else in the building but you. I need you to worship him for the fact that you've been hated. I need you to worship him for the fact that you've been stripped. I need you to worship him for the fact that you were thrown. I need you to worship him for the fact that you were pulled out of things that you couldn't get yourself out of. I need you to worship him for every lie that was told on you. I need you to worship him for your confinement season, because it is not your permanent location. Give me just 5 more seconds, please, of you worshiping God. 5.
4. 3. Your name is about to be brought up. Your name is about to be brought up. Your gift is about to make room for you. An opportunity is about to be made for you to come out of confinement. Before you come out, I need you to check your worship. Make sure that it's not mixed with flesh. Joseph! Hey, Joseph! Your turn! I told you yesterday, release your name, and heaven will grab your name and take it to where it needs to be released. I'm going to give you one more opportunity to release your name in the building. On the count of 3, I need you to release your name. Hear the word of the Lord. I am taking your name into the month that you will be called out of confinement. I am taking your name into the year that your gift is going to make room for you. I need you not to come out angry. I need you not to come out despaired. I need you not to come out frustrated. I need you to come out giving me glory. I need you to come out knowing that all things are going to work together for your good. Joseph! On the count of 3, release your name. 1, 2, 3. John Hannah! Ready? Ready? He is God. And he makes Pharaoh have a dream. And he makes sure that no one can interpret the dream but Joseph. After 2 years of being locked up, his name is brought up. Hey, everybody, be not weary in well doing, for in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. I beg you, don't stop praying. I beg you, don't stop worshiping. I beg you, don't stop serving. I beg you, don't stop giving. I beg you, don't change. I beg you to be true to who you are. I beg you, don't keep smiling. I beg you. Hey. And after 2 years, you ready? A door is open. A mic stand is set up. And finally, the chief cupbearer, listen to me, remembers Joseph. And I came to tell some of you all, he's about to make somebody remember you. There's some people that you've been good to, and you expected them to be a blessing to you. But God didn't let them remember you because it wasn't time yet. But he said, it's about to be your season. It's about to be your time. And who you think forgot about you is about to bring your name up. Those of you that know that he is sovereign and he controls timing, and you believe that he's still in control, give me 5 seconds before I call you out that you can worship God. Open your mouth for 5 seconds. 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. Joseph! Joseph! It's your turn! Keon! Keon! It's your turn! I need you to do me a favor. I need you to ask somebody what their name is next to you. And on the count of three, I'm going to need you to release their name. You're about to call them out of a dark place. You're about to call them out of a stuck place. You're about to call them out of a confined place. Oh, my God. On the count of three, I need you to shout their name. 1, 2, 3. Hey! Lift up your head, all ye gates, and the King of Glory is about to come in. It is your... Oh my, Shayanda, Pharaoh's calling. Pharaoh's calling, and nobody could do what needs to be done but you. You are only sent where there is a need. I'm going to say that again. You are only sent where there is a need. If there is no need, then there's no need for you. Because you solve problems. You change temperatures. You create atmosphere. Orabashe. Help me, God. Help me, God. Finish this lesson. Yeando se que ando lobo si ki anda labo saya. Roso torre biande se que. Yeando lobo saya batateriando se ando. Ike anda de la bahaya. Why do you think that I have kept you alive? Why do you think that you are still in the land of the living? For such a time as this, it is your timing. Come on, Joseph. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Heaven is listening. Angels are waiting to be dispatched to make sure you get everything, watch me, that you've been holding on to the entire time, that you have not been giving up on. Open is open. Heaven is listening. And Pharaoh speaks. Pharaoh speaks. And he says, I hear that you, Joseph, you are able to do what I need. So I called you out so that I can get what I need from you. What saith you, Joseph? Let's go, Bible. 41 and 16. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can sing, but I really can't sing. I can preach, but I really can't preach. I can teach, but I really can't teach. I can do business, but I really can't do business. I can be a husband, but I really can't be a husband. I can be a wife, but I really can't be a wife. I can be a servant, but I really can't be a servant. I can't do it. 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 But his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Greater is he that is within me than what you're looking at. It ain't gonna be me. I can't do it. I need you to open your mouth and say, I can't do it. But God will give Pharaoh what he looking for. You only call me out to point you to my God. Okay. Let me let you keep talking to make sure you don't change on me. So I'm gonna give you another opportunity to speak, Joseph. Pharaoh keeps talking and going on down to verse 25. Then Joseph had to say to Pharaoh, the dreams, Pharaoh, are one of the same. Here you go again. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he's about to do. Stop. But you couldn't do it until I showed up. Because I'm a part of the release. Did you hear what I just said? My obedience is a part of the release. If I don't learn, I hold the earth up. Things are on pause. Because I won't decrease. He says, God has showed him. God showed you. This dream didn't come from you. Even your answer is not going to come from me. God is going to be glorified. Keep talking, Joseph. I'm going to give you one more chance. It is just as I said to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. Pay attention. When he finally gives God glory and he releases the interpretation of the dream, the Bible says, and they gave him fine linen robes. You took a coat, singular, but because I handled my confinement and I gave him glory, he's about to give me plural robes. So what you took can't be compared to what I'm about to receive. Now I know I'm gonna give you a robe. I'm gonna change your look. I'm going to give you a ring. I'm going to change your status. I'm going to change your movement. I'm going to give you a chariot. And I'm going to make somebody run in front of it and announce you coming. Some of y'all get ready. God's about to release angels to announce your arrival. Before you get to the appointment, he's going to go in there before you and say, hey, somebody that is favored is about to come in. And I'm going to need you to give them more than what they're asking for. Oh, my God. But I can't. You can lay it down on the ground. I can't let you out and enlarge your territory until you show me in a confined space that you've learned that it is not about you. But it is all about him. Look at me. Look at me. I got one more scripture. John 3 and 30. John the Baptist. He must become greater. I must become less. We are in a day that we're taught to promote ourselves. We take selfies. We put us up. We look at how many likes we have. We read the comments to make sure that they are in agreement with what we think. We are in a world that we are self-consumed. But God says, but where I'm about to take you, it cannot be about you. He must be glorified. Fill me up. Leave it there. If I started too high, you better find your key. Because I don't know how to sing. I sing in confined spaces.
that give me territory. But now that the wall is down, I need you to sing me out, to let me know that where I'm going. Come on, praise team, do me a favor before you sing. Come on.
Spirit.
And then what are you going to do?
I will open up the heart.
You provide the fire.
You provide the fire.
Hold that 1 minute. Hold that. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. I present my body as a living sacrifice. And if you keep seeing me, slay me. Slay me. For you to be glorified. Kill my attitude. Kill my ego. Make sure that they only see you. You provide the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. I need you to get ready to sing this like you really need God, to make sure that you are ready to come out of whatever confinement that you're in. It is not about you, it is all about God. Let's go.
Provide the fire.
How do you stay broken? How do you remain broken before the Lord? He breaks you in prayer. He breaks you in worship. Lord, down just a minute. You ready? He breaks you in servitude. He breaks you in servitude. He breaks you in servitude. He breaks you every time you do something for somebody. He breaks you every time you serve. He breaks you every time you stay up when you're sleepy. He breaks you every time you put on one of these outfits. He breaks you every time you teach. He breaks you every time you teach a seminar. He breaks you every time you find something empty and you meet a need. I need you to hear me. Let's take it down 1 minute. I'm about to let you go, but I need you to hear me. I was offended I was offended by some people that I had been there for. And I remember me saying, I'm not going to pour anymore. Because I am offended. I don't want another armor bear. I don't want nobody that close to me. I'm not going to mention anybody because it seems as if I'm wasting oil. So I made up my mind that I was not going to pour anymore. And I would see brothers walk up to me who were empty, but I would hold my cup and wouldn't pour. The longer you hold it, the water becomes still. The only way you stay fresh is you must be emptied and then poured back into. Some of you all, you're not pouring. There's a need to be met in Nigeria. But you're not pouring. There's a need in this city. There's a need in this community. But you're not pouring. Because it's all about you. He that is great among you must become servant. You always want somebody to pray for you, but you never pray for anybody else. But today it's about to be flipped. I got 5 minutes. God divinely set you next to someone that feels like a Joseph. You're not going to pray for you, but you're going to pray for the one who's next to you. And you're going to see God fill you back up again so that you can begin to do what he called you to do. It cannot be about you. Do me a favor. Find one person and turn towards them and say, let's go into agreement that we about to pour. Ida Seke Rosoto Iba Shata Besheke Rato Rosoto Rebe Beshe Ima Shaya Matanto Rosoko Rebe Beshe Ima Shaya Batanto Rosoko Rebe Beshe Isheke yanda lasata ramasa. Isheke yando loso korebe. Do it for them. 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 Bring their name up. Open a door for them. Heal their body. Put a smile back on their face. Open something for them, God. Let an open heaven be over their name. Let an open heaven be over their house. Come on, pour, pour. Come on, pour. Pour until you empty. Pour until you have no more strength. Yeyando. Sikianda lobose. Yeyanda lobo sikianda. Come on, I hear the gates are being opened. Come on, gates are being opened. Names are being called. I need you to pour for 30 more seconds. Go. Go! Esheke, Rosoto, Hibasha, Lokoramasaya. I've been sent to minister to you. I've been sent to pray for you. I've been sent by God to lay hands on you. I've been sent by God to intercede for you. This ain't me. This is God reminding you that you're the apple of his eye. Come on, y'all, 10 more seconds. Seconds. You ready? On the count of three, you're going to release a praise, not for yourself, but you're going to release a praise for the one you just prayed for. I need you to pour. I need you to be empty. One, two, three, release a praise for them. Yay! I rejoice over your future. I
rejoice over your house. I rejoice over your name. I rejoice over your children. I rejoice over your assignment. Do it for them, God. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about a door being open. I'm excited about your assignment. Come on, y'all. Encourage them with your praise. Now unto him that is able. Come on. Get excited about where they're going. Celebrate them. This ain't me. This is God reminding you of what he's going to do in your life. My assignment is complete. Everyone that just poured, I don't want you to thank God for material stuff, but I want you to thank God for using you to meet a need of someone that you just prayed for. Lift your hands and open your mouth. Everyone that you know that God used you this morning, open your mouth and give him glory. Just a few more seconds. Just a few more seconds. Get the glory out of my life. 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 Come on, I'm almost done. Get the glory out of my life. 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 Come on, y'all. Get the glory out of my life. Come on, get the glory out of my life. Come on, get the glory out of my life. Come on, get the glory out of my life. Come on, get the glory out of my life. You anointed to do this. You've been called to do this. You assigned to do this. Come on, a few more seconds. A few more seconds. Get the glory out of my life. Everybody that's gifted, everybody that has a talent, everyone that has a ministry, everyone that has a calling, everyone that is a servant, lift your hands and open your mouth and you tell God, get the glory out of my life. Another door is about to open. Another door is about to open. Another door is about to open. Come on, y'all. 10 more seconds. Push. Push. Get the glory. Get the glory. Get the glory. Use my tears. Use my pain. Use my disappointment. Use my hurt. Use my abuse. Use my disappointment. Yeyando. He said, Keyando. Yay. Yay.